6:15 on your Thursday morning. Hello, friends. Welcome once again to the show. Good morning, Matt Dyson, Emma Jones and Glenn Moore.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, I want to start the show this morning very early doors by offering you a stage to give us your apologies, corrections or clarifications to 8, 12, 15. I am particularly interested in those of you who feel this early in the morning you need to apologise to someone for something. 8, 12, 15. However, and it's only fair, I'm going to get the ball rolling here. I'd like to clarify something. And this goes back to last week when, Emma, you did a poll on your Instagram about a dinosaur toy you were giving to your nephew and what breed of dinosaur it was. Yeah. And that was when Pierre the paleontologist from the Natural History Museum got in touch. Mm-hmm. First, I'd like to clarify, and it's only just dawned on me, that Pierre the paleontologist is one of the most highbrow 90s radio sidekick names I think I have ever heard in my life. He's down at Wimbledon as they're queuing up to get on centre court. He's murking them. It's Pierre the paleontologist. It's 60 minutes past six. It's 1995. Well, I'm sure people are still doing that in the world of radio. Now, the thing I need to clarify is I presumed that the Natural History Museum, because Pierre the paleontologist had been in touch, would have posted something about your nephew's dinosaur on their Instagram.
Yeah.
They hadn't, which is slightly frustrating. However, and if I urge you now, team, to get your Instagrams out and go to the natural_history_museum blue tick. Okay. And take a look at, not the picture on the far left, so the most recently posted one, but the one next to it. And I need to clarify that that image is in the top three most harrowing things I think I have ever seen in my life.
Top centre?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
Oh, no.
Yes.
What is that?
That is a female Brazilian wandering spider guarding its brood.
Oh.
It is under somebody's bed. It is one of the most poisonous spiders on planet Earth. They wander forest floors at night in search of prey, such as frogs and cockroaches. The spider has toxic venoms that can be deadly to mammals, including humans.
They need some scale on that, because to me, that looks like it's like the size of a house.
In a warehouse.
Yeah.
That's why I screen grabbed this and posted it on my Instagram and then instantly deleted it because I didn't want to be too near it. It's got six legs.
Oh.
It's not got eight legs.
That's not the right amount.
It's not a spider.
No, I don't know, but I can't figure it out. But just to clarify, avoid the Natural History Museum's Instagram like the plague. Feel free to give myself or any member of the team a follow or Absolute Radio because it's all nice and friendly. And between us, we've got eight legs.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show with Wix Trade Pro.
Right now at Wix, a 20-kilo bag of Setcrete Universal Levelling Compound is just £11.70 for Trade Pro members. Ends Wednesday.
Always cheaper with Wix Trade Pro.
Time now on The Breakfast Show to cross live to Hastings for the social ammunition. Matt, before you get into it, paint the scene for us. Where are you right now? What can you see?
I'm in my living room again. It's dark, the curtains are closed, so I can't see much, to be honest. I'm not looking out upon the sea, unfortunately.
I thought I was going to get a kind of Turner-esque description of the beauty of the ocean, but it's dark and the curtains are closed.
What are you wearing?
Yeah.
What are you wearing? Who are you wearing?
I'm wearing shorts and a T-shirt. Who? That's a good question. Who makes these shorts?
I don't know. It's not important. Let's not get bogged down in it.
I'm just trying to find the brand. I can't.
You haven't had to take them
off. We know right now Dyson is checking the bit on his bum, isn't he?
Yeah.
That's the one.
He's taken the whole thing off so he can't get in front of his face.
I've sat on the sofa.
So I hope you're both happy. You've got what you wanted. Matt's now naked from the waist down again. At least I haven't got to look at it this time for once. So we've discovered what's going on down there. Let's discover what's going on out there, Matt Dyson.
Well, Dave, you mentioned the huge spider from the Natural History Museum's Instagram earlier.
Yeah.
There is another spider that's going viral around the world this morning. It is a spider that looks like Elton John. This is an amazing... this has gone off on a Facebook page for arachnid enthusiasts. They found this... It's like a golden, shiny spider that looks like it's wearing round black sunglasses and even appears to play an imaginary piano. which is they're stretching it a little bit there.
Yeah, it's just standing around.
His little pincers go up and down at the front, though. Almost like if you put a piano in there, it'd look like he could be playing it. So yeah, he does look quite similar to Elton John the Spider. It is a female white banded house jumper, mainly found on Australia's east coast. So don't worry, there'll be no Elton John spiders cropping up anywhere near us.
Can you imagine that? You're in bed at night. It's a little bit funny. Yeah. Get the slip up.
Can I hear someone singing Candle in the Web?
Let's put him. Oh, very nice. Let's put him under a glass, shall we?
Oh, yeah, love it. And the other story for this morning is Smug Mum is back. This is always great.
Mum.
Returning social ammo favourite Harry Trevaldwin. This time it's Smug Halloween, of course. Smug Halloween, one of the smuggest parenting times of the year. The first little bit of this video, which we'll share on the Absolute Radio socials, he's talking about the pumpkin carving.
We had a pumpkin carving, well, kombucha squash carving party last night, and our youngest, you know, sort of turned to us just before he was about to carve, you know, knife in hand, and he goes, "We show society so many faces. Do I have to force another one into the world by my feet?"
That'd be great quotes from that to the son. And another lovely bit where the smug mum talks about her husband's daughter from a previous marriage who is staying with them.
"We have Natalie with us for the holidays. I thought I said treat, not trick." No, I'm only joking. But she's been in a bit of a mood because, well, basically, you know, I organised our Halloween costumes ages ago, and we're going to be going as the Fantastic Four. But, you know, obviously there's only four of them, so what does Natalie go as? So Natalie's going as sort of like a pale Gap employee. You know, no, I love it, darling. It's really nice.
Oh, amazing.
He's amazing. We'll put the whole thing up on the Absolute Radio Twitter feed for you. You'll be talking about it later, and I've saved your data.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It's early doors on your Thursday morning. Thank you very much indeed for tuning into this, the Dave Berry Breakfast Show on Absolute Radio. And Absolute Radio also has a home time show with Bush and Richie. And all this week, they've been giving you a chance to win everything you need for the ultimate spooky night in, thanks to Discovery Plus. Discovery Plus is the streaming home of the paranormal, with exclusive originals and bingeable box sets, perfect for the spookiest time of year. So, with Halloween just around the corner, we want to hear your scariest stories, the things that have freaked you out. You could win a smart TV, sound system, Discovery Plus for a year, and some vouchers to put some food in your tum-tums. Head to absoluteradio.co.uk right now, tell us your scary stories, and win with Discovery Plus, where you can stream to scream this coming Halloween.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
12 minutes past 7 on your Thursday morning. Oh, look at it. Beautiful. In fact, it's so beautiful, Indiana Jones nearly chose it as the cup in Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade.
He would have aged so quickly if he drunk from that.
It truly is a thing of beauty. What is it, Dave? Put us out of our misery. Well, it's the black ceramic beauty that is a Dave Berry Breakfast Show mug, a proper piece of merch. And we're giving you 7 o'clockers the chance to win one. Yes, we are. And all you need to do, as you did yesterday, is listen to a clip from yesterday's show and then answer a question within. We've started to beep out part of the audio to make it extra tricky, because we normally do this at like 10 past 6, and because it was early, we give you some leeway. But now the coffee's probably kicked in, you're good to go. So yesterday on the show, amongst many other things, Matt Dyson revealed to us his new catchphrase. He can't help using it, even though he desperately wants to stop. Have a little listen to this. When Matt Dyson, my esteemed colleague, bumps into fellow dog walkers for the second time around on the walkie circuit, he says this.
Ah, we...
And he needs fresh material.
Sounds even worse now.
Shall we just do it one more time? Because that's one of the truly great pieces of audio. When Matt Dyson, my esteemed colleague, bumps into fellow dog walkers for the second time around on the walkie circuit, he says this.
Ah, we...
and he needs, he clearly desperately needs fresh material.
So the producers have really screwed you over there, Matt. That's bordering on slander, isn't it?
It could be
anything.
Really foul.
You know what? Well, I think you're right, Glenn. In fact, I'm going to change the rules slightly on the off the cuff here. We will obviously pick a correct answer and give you a chance to win a mug, or the best alternative answers. You're also in, in with a shout this morning. So Matt says, "Ah, meep." But what does he say to the fellow dog walkers he meets on the second way round the little circuit that they do? Your names and your answers, please, to 8, 12, 15, and don't forget, you're playing for a mug.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
You're listening to Absolute Radio, where real music matters, as does an opportunity for you to get your hands on some Breakfast Show merch. Have a little listen to this again. When Matt Dyson, my esteemed colleague, bumps into fellow dog walkers for the second time around on the walkie circuit, he says this. And he clearly, desperately needs fresh material. Couple of the best of the wrong answers. First of all, from Richard. You look even worse than you did 30 minutes ago. And from Mark and Kerry, nearly getting themselves a mug for this. Ooh. They suggest it's, Bisto. Mark, well done, Kerry. Yes. We do have some correct answers. We're giving away a Breakfast Show mug next.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show with Wix.
Get started on that DIY project with the Everest slate, porcelain wall and floor tiles, giving a natural stone effect of real marble. Now only £10 per square metre.
Good morning. The time is now 7:27 on your Thursday. The perfect time to give away a mug. And joining us right now on line one is Aaron. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, Dave. Morning, team.
Morning.
Aaron,
morning.
Welcome along to the show. So we were talking during that last song. You work for British Aerospace.
Within the aerospace. We do a lot of mold tools and love a little jig work bits for them.
Aaron was saying that some of the things he builds, he doesn't know what they are because they're for top secret devices.
Oh, wow.
That must be very exciting, Aaron.
It is indeed, yeah, especially when we do a lot of Formula One work as well and a lot of stuff we don't actually know what's going on.
Right, OK. If you were to win a Breakfast Show mug, you're not going to accidentally spill any coffee on anything, are you? Any top secret contraptions you're working on?
Not at all.
No, okay, Aaron. Okay. Well, in that case, all I need you to do is tell me, when Matt greets his fellow dog walkers the second time round on the dog walkies loop, how is he greeting them and what is he desperate to change?
Well, that would be, we meet again.
One more time with feeling, Aaron.
we meet again.
Ah,
we meet again.
There we go. Yes, congratulations.
There we go.
One more time for any newcomers.
We meet again.
So, if you want to hear the full story, download the Dave Berry Breakfast Show daily podcast. You can get it, subscribe to it wherever you get your pods from. Aaron, you've won a mug. Thanks for tuning into the show.
Brilliant. Thank you very much.
Cheers, my man. Take care. And there will be another chance for you to win a mug tomorrow morning.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show.
5 words, 5 grand.
Absolute Radio.
Yes, the time has come for radio's easiest game to play, but the hardest one to win. Yesterday, we saw 2 words out of 5 matched, and today, hoping to do 3 words better than that, we have Georgina. Good morning, Georgina.
Good morning.
Welcome along to the show. How are you doing?
Really nervous.
Okay. I can actually hear that in your voice, but you're going to be fine. We're all in this together. We're desperate for you to win £5,000. How close have you come in the past to matching 5 words, Georgina?
Usually I get nothing, but I got 4 out of 5 yesterday. I think I fluked.
So that was 4 out of 5 with Glenn, who was in play.
Yeah.
Do you practice on the smart speaker?
Yeah, I do. I never get any on there.
No. I've played... You can ask your Amazon smart speaker to open 5 words game, which I did at my parents' house once, and I played you all... I shared the audio with you, and I have a breakdown.
Yeah.
It's so impossible. I'm just talking at myself. But as I say, if you ask it to open 5 words games, you can get some practice in at home, as Georgina has been doing. So, Georgina, I'm about to spin the random player generator. Who would you most like to see crop up?
Probably Glenn.
Well, let's give it a spin, see what we get.
Player generator.
Matt Dyson.
Emma Jones.
Glenn Moore.
Free choice.
Matt Dyson.
Emma Jones. Glenn Moore. Free choice.
Emma Jones.
Glenn Moore.
Emma Jones.
You've been matched with Jonesy. How are you feeling, Georgina?
Well, I've never matched any, so feeling really positive.
Right.
Expectations are low.
They really are.
I've got your chest puffed out. You're ready to play after that motivational speech. Here we go.
Good luck.
Wow. OK, Emma Jones is leaving the studio. Because we don't want her to hear anything I'm about to say. Because as you're fully aware, Georgina, I'm about to give you five words. You need to say the first word that comes to mind, or, of course, the word you think Emma's most likely to give, because I will be giving her exactly the same five words. If they all match up, you're going to win the cash. Thank you, the Hype Beast Womble. Your first word this morning, Georgina, is true.
False.
Good start.
Yes, there's one guaranteed.
Romantic.
Break.
Nice.
Snap.
What did you say, sorry?
S-N-A-P. Snap. Hello, come in.
Because I would have said the same one I said last time, but that's not going to happen, you see.
Okay.
Half.
What are you saying, sorry?
Half, as in snapping half.
Oh, he said pass. I was like, oh, can we do that? You just get a different word.
Georgina is rewriting the rules of radio's easiest game to play, the hardest one to win. Okay. I probably would have gone for crackle.
Same.
I would have, definitely.
Is that silly?
Yeah.
Maybe not. Or decision, snap decision.
Oh, that's good.
Or snap dragon. Yeah.
You should play this, Dave, honestly. I think you'd be really good.
I'll give it a go one day. Maybe for the Christmas special. Right. Your penultimate word this morning, Georgina, is swing.
Roundabout?
Yeah.
All one word. And finally, baby.
Cry.
Okay, Georgina, we've got your five words. Stay right there. Emma Jones is in play next.
Five words, £5,000. Absolute Radio.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show with Wix.
Get ready for this weekend's DIY project with the Everest slate porcelain wall and floor tiles for only £10 a square metre.
Good morning. If you're just joining us here on The Breakfast Show, as lovely as it was to have Georgina on the show, she only managed to match one word out of five with our very own Emma Jones. And that means we're playing five words, £5,000 again tomorrow. If you'd like to have a go, call right now, 0330-123-1215. And if you happen to be in possession of an Amazon smart speaker, you can ask it to open five words game and get some practice in. We have delivered nearly 2 million words. Thank you. Coming up next on the show, well, I want to talk about the things that have ended up in your washing machine by mistake. The number is 81215. So I mentioned that I was in the corner of my eye, I saw something strange in my washing machine whilst my daughter's muslin cloth was spinning around. It was the Queen's face. I thought, Mom, Your Royal Highness, what are you doing in there? When it was a £10 note, I've been reassured that the new money, it just dries out. Yeah. It's absolutely fine. I had 1 million comments on my Instagram just saying, are you money laundering, Dave? I mean, literally 8 million comments. So go check it out for yourself. It's almost surreal. It's Dave_Berry_Insta. And a lot of the comments as well kind of touched on the things that you'd accidentally put in the washing machine. And I thought, well, we have to do this on The Breakfast Show. The number is 81215. As I like to say, we're going to be getting into it next.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show with Wix.
Start your weekend right and head to Wix to get that DIY project you've been putting off started.
The time is 11 minutes past 8 on your Thursday morning. As promised, we're dedicating some of the show to the things that you've accidentally put in your washing machine. just had that tenner staring at me. I had to wait ages to open the door. But I got it out, and the new money dries out quickly. Lots of people told me that, as well as lots of endless jokes about money laundering in South London, so thank you for those. But we got lots of comments, and so many of you have got in touch now, and it's way, way worse than a £10 note that will dry out. It really is, including this from Paul, who says the house phone, which was cordless and left in my pocket, along with the TV remote and £250 in cash.
Oh, wow.
Like a checklist of things that Del Boy has, isn't it? I mean, amazing thing to have. A fish oil pill. No matter how many times you wash an article of clothing, it smells like an aquarium. Says Tab. That's really unfortunate, isn't it? A fountain pen. It was in my waitressing apron. Ruined everything from Sophie. False teeth when I worked in a care home. Pam says,
well,
no need to brush
them
now. I don't think Pam went home and washed them. Wasn't in the pocket, maybe. Cavatino Dressage says, Dave, I was once just about to shut the washing machine door and switch it on for the clothes to wash when I realised one of our hens, who's name is Florence the Egg Machine, had waddled in there and nested in a pile of clothes that I was about to wash. Thank goodness I saw her. So, I mean, from hens to TV remotes to fountain pens to fish oil pills to false teeth, what have you accidentally put in the washing machine? 8, 12, 15.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It's Thursday morning. You're listening to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show on Absolute Radio, where I wanted to spend some of the show discussing the things that have accidentally ended up in your washing machine. And first out of the traps, on line one, is Hayley. Good morning, Hayley.
Hello. Hello, everyone.
Welcome along to the show, Hayley. So, what accidentally ended up in the washing machine?
I got back from a weekend away, so wanted to get all my washing done. Got it all done. As I've opened it, there's all that white stuff, like fluff. It was just horrible all over the washing. And then when I've got the rest of the load out, I see a nappy. My daughter has placed in there on the sneak, and saw the crystals, you know. Cleaning out the drum, and awful. Absolutely awful.
We can hear the protagonist in the background there. How old is your daughter, and what's her name again?
Her name's Rosa. She's 16 months, going on about 21 years old.
Hello, Rosa. Good morning. Thank you for letting Mummy come on my show. Is this the first time it's happened? Does she show some kind of mild obsession with the washing machine or the dryer?
Her baby bottles normally end up in there as well. So I've had to go and pick up one of those little latches, you know, that you put over the
door with the little sticky-on latches.
Stop them from getting in, yeah. I should have learnt my lesson. My little boy used to do this as well.
Right, OK. So
it was a long time ago, but I've forgotten, so...
that's understandable. So there's a lot going on with being a parent, I know that. So you're saying that the little absorbent balls that you find in the quilted bit of the nappy had exploded. Did that just suck all the water up instantly, like someone sucking on a lemon? Did it just go... and it was just all the clothes were dry. You could be onto something here.
I'm still finding it now in the machine. This is a week ago. And I thought, I've got it all. And, of course, if you try to wipe it, it just smears everywhere, because they all...
Hayley, we're going to let you get back to looking after Rosa. Send our love to the family. Thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
Take care. Bye.
Bye now. So there we go, from cash to nappies. What's accidentally ended up in the washing machine?
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
So it's your Thursday morning, and we've dedicated a whole section of the show to discussing what's accidentally ended up in your washing machine. The number is 81215, and joining us right now on line one is Charlotte. Good morning, Charlotte.
Good morning, Dave.
Great having you on the show. So we've heard lots of tales of things accidentally ending up in the washing machine that are children's fault. Your message to me started with, after my baby son threw up on me, I quickly put my clothes I was wearing into the washing machine. Pick up the story from there, please, Charlotte.
Yeah, so I came in covered in baby vomit, just threw everything into the machine without thinking. And then sort of a couple of minutes later, I looked out and there was sort of a light and an alarm coming from the street, and I thought, oh, someone's left their car alarm on, and then obviously it was mine. And the car was flashing. I thought, oh no, why is that happening? And I looked all around for the key, and I suddenly thought, oh, it was in my pocket, and I could see it through the glass of the machine.
Oh no, it's goading you from behind the thick circular glass.
Yeah. Full on in the soapy spin cycle, like there was couldn't open the door, couldn't do anything.
Oh, of course. So how long did you have to wait before you were able to open the door and turn off your car alarm?
Well, it was a good hour, and I think the alarm just stopped on its own at the end. The key was just dead, but yeah.
Oh, that's good to know, isn't it? The security of all of our cars. In the end, we're just going to give it. You know, I cannot be bothered to do this anymore. I can't be bothered. Charlotte, thank you for coming on. So the car keys have been accidentally put in the washing machine. Send our love to the family. We'll speak to you soon.
Thank you very much. Nice to speak to you.
Cheers, Charlotte. And you take care. That's the kind of thing Bye-bye. That I am after. The number is 8-12-15.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
8:35 on your Thursday morning. We've been spending some of the show discussing the things that have accidentally ended up in your washing machine. Thank you so much for all of your messages, including, and these are the final two, former flatmate accidentally tipped a bag of nails from some IKEA furniture into the machine. I came home to the sounds of scraping and grinding. She hadn't noticed. And finally, and to mix the features up here, what a great six-word weekend story morning glory this would have been. Washing machine, KFC, drunken university story. Thank you. Thank you all and all. Appreciate it. Right, we move on now to the Daily Smash. So, for all you newcomers, we take something that's been touched on the show or something that's big in the news, and we have some wordplay-based fun. And this morning, we've talked about the Natural History Museum's horrendous spider post on Instagram in the top three most horrific images I've ever seen. And Matt Dyson, you told us about a spider that looks and moves like Sir Elton John. That was in the Social Ammunition. And so, today, we are bringing together the two worlds of insects and arachnids versus the playlist. 8-12-15. That's the number, and these are the ones from around the studio. I've got Cockroachford.
Nice.
I've got, and I'm going to sing the last two as well. I know that always makes everyone happy. Can't take my flies off of you. Hang on, HR are calling. And finally, I'm Hornet. Hornet.
Oh, yes. Oh, really
nice. Matt Dyson, what have you got from your homestead?
Professional False Widow by Tori Amos Keaton.
Wow!
Anything by the Tarantulas.
Oh, I have that one.
Oh, wow. It's a good one. Yes.
A
good one.
And a Coldplay classic with a Potter twist. Ara, Aragog.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Oh, my God, indeed, Glenn. Emma, what you got for us?
I've only got two left now. I got Spider White Swan by T-Rex.
Great.
Excellent.
And anything by Webby Harry.
Webby Harry's very good. Glenn Moore.
I've got a Culture Grub. Manic Street Leeches and Crowded Louse.
Hey! So, it is insects and arachnids versus music, and it's happening at 8:12:15. Come, join in.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show with Wix.
Light up your home with Wix new range of interior lights in our kitchens, bathrooms and ceiling range. Shop in store or online today.
Howdy. The Daily Smash today brought to you insects and arachnids versus music. Verve, lucky man, tiss.
Oh, yeah.
From very Andy good. From Southport. Centipede Diddy. From Pony. Nat King Cole, of course.
Of course, yeah.
Earwigfield, it was always going to happen. Nice. That's from Mark. Simple Minds, Don't You Forget About Flea. That was from Stephen in Blackburn. Wait for B by the Stings of Leon. It's a double whammy. And finally, how about Bon Jovi, Larvae on a Prayer? That's from... That's from Amanda. Thank you very much indeed for those. The Daily Smash will return to the Breakfast Show real soon.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
It's Thursday morning. You're listening to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show. And tomorrow on the show, I'm going to be joined by one of the biggest artists on planet Earth, currently recovering from COVID with his family, but luckily we sat down a little while back. I'm talking Ed Sheeran, and he was on fantastic form. Just to whet the appetite, here's two things you're going to hear. Firstly, and he's a man in the know, because he is genuinely a friend of the stars. Find out what Sir Elton John did to Rod Stewart's blimp. And I'm dangling my carrot.
Wow.
And also find out what Ed Sheeran, Stormzy, and S Club 7 have got in common.
Intriguing.
A couple of the things we spoke about. We also spoke about him being a parent. We spoke about what it's like to own your own pub. And of course, I put him through Breakfast Show favourite showbiz scenarios. Ed Sheeran is here on The Breakfast Show after 9 tomorrow.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Well, look at that. The end of another edition of The Breakfast Show. As always, the first thing to say is thank you ever so much for tuning in, and we leave you with the news that there's a brand new podcast out and about. Subscribe to it wherever you get your pods from. But Matt, normally I list off a load of things for you to go through, names for the pod. We've only got one today.
Okay, hit me.
Together we've got eight legs.
Yes, of course we have. The Breakfast Show united with one big spider.
So the podcast you're looking for is named Together We've Got Eight Legs. Now, up next, news on how, on this very day, you could win £50,000 as we aim to make you a winner. And we'll be back tomorrow, 6 a.m., when our guest will be Mr. Ed Sheeran. Until then, stay safe, stay entertained. Arrivederci.